Could you talk a little bit about what we know about the evolution in CLL and actually even the other cancers we already talked about with, for example, disease progression and the acquiring or loss, for example, of 17p and these other factors?
So CLL is one of the classic ones that as you, you know, the incidence at diagnosis is probably about 4%. And again, what you call positive and negative, again, is sort of an issue. And then as you get multiple relapses after standard chemotherapy, at least, you get much higher percentage of people have positive. Whether this is induced, I think, at least in many cases, next-generation sequencing has shown that there is a deletion 17p clone present at diagnosis. And so what is probably happening is that chemotherapy is killing the more sensitive clones, and this very low-level 17p deleted clone is growing underneath the radar. And then as the disease comes back, it represents a much higher percentage and eventually gets to the point where we call it the dominant clone, and we say, okay, now they're deletion 17p positive. But it raises the issue of if that clone is present at diagnosis, if we added 17p active treatments early on, would this help us? Similar problems, you know, follicular lymphoma, we always worry about transformation, but each time it relapses, it tends to be with a bit more aggressive histology, a bit more aggressive clinical behavior, and more chemotherapy resistance. Whether it's fully transformed to diffuse large B cell from follicular or not, sometimes can be a difficult diagnosis. It's very important. In CLL, it's easy to just check the blood and repeat the FISH, which we do every time a patient is going to start a new treatment to help make that decision. We don't do it as much, and maybe we should in follicular lymphoma to see if they've progressed, have they acquired another cytogenetic abnormality. We do it if one area is growing out of proportion. If the PET lights up very hot in one area, we should biopsy that site, but a lot of times we don't. Mantle cell lymphoma probably does something similar, although the data there are less mature. We tend not to rebiopsy, but again, I think as we go forward, we have to do more and more of these rebiopsy at each relapse and really re-study the molecular and FISH and cytogenetics to really learn more about the evolution and or selection of clones.
You mentioned the issue of, quote, what is positive. And, you know, a lot of times you see percent of cells, X percent of cells, 10%, 50%, 17P. How do you decide what's positive?
Yeah, I wish I had a perfect answer for that. You know, I think the classic flow way back was 30%. Clearly that's too insensitive. A lot of people use 20%. For certain things like CD30 in the skin, we're down to 5%. We can talk about that a little bit more, but some of these targeted therapies don't need a high percentage. But when we're making treatment decisions for like ibrutinib in CLL, we're still using 20 or 30% cutoff for deletion 17P by FISH. You know, FISH has a background of a few percent, so you really can't get down to that under, probably under 5% is probably not very accurate. So maybe we should use 10%. I think it depends on the marker and what you're doing with the information.